Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I don't know if Lily Allen's about to drop some new music, but boy, has she been in the news a lot.
Gone from nothing to at least speaking about her once every week for the last 3 weeks. I agree. We've really Lily Allen'd up this show.
She's been on a new podcast and she actually revealed on this podcast that she doesn't know how to do something that I would say pretty much every adult, anyone over the age of 18, definitely knows how to do.
Okay, but I think everyone's got one thing. This could just be her one thing that she can't do.
Lily Allen doesn't do her own laundry.
Well, I mean, she's really rich.
Yeah.
So would she have
She said that it actually fills her with fear as she doesn't know how to operate a washing machine.
There are so many different, like, where am I going to turn the knob? Oh, quick wash, what does that mean? What is it? A mix? What am I mixing? I don't understand. There's two different areas to put detergent. I'm confused.
Well, I only realized last week that my husband uses twice the amount of laundry detergent that he needs to.
I watched my wife. So I thought it was, I thought we had a family understanding because we got like a little pump bottle. Right. I thought it was a four pump system.
Four pumps?
And my wife, she...
Too many.
She was like, eight for good measure. I was like, what? Good measure? I was like, this thing's going to come out as suds.
We have a powder, so we go one scoop. I thought that was the family way.
One scoop sounds logical to me.
But my husband's been doing three to four. So much, Tim. So much unnecessary.
That's like, financially, that's terrifying.
And he watched me put a load of laundry on the other day and he said, that was not enough. And I said, sir, how much have you been doing?
I feel like after the fourth heap and it's spilling out of the tray,
surely
he would go, maybe this is too much powder in there. But are your clothes...
It says it on the side of the box. One scoop.
Are your clothes super clean?
No, they come out dirtier with too much detergent.
Come out like a bit gluggy?
Yeah, there was like little marks and stuff. Anyway, this isn't about my husband not being able to do laundry. This is about Lily Allen not being able to do laundry.
But I think, like I was mentioning before, I think everyone's got their one thing
that
I guess most adults should be able to do. I've recently learned I can't fry an egg.
You can't fry an
egg. I've never been a big egg eater, unless it's in crepes, cakes, you know, brownies, those kind of things.
You like it when you can't taste the egg part, sure.
I could do a fried rice, don't get me wrong. When it's broken up into little pieces,
I
figured
that out.
Well,
that's drowned in soy sauce.
Yeah, I know, but it's broken up into little pieces. I've recently, like my wife and I were trying to have like higher protein meals.
Yeah.
So trying to eat more eggs. And because I spend most of my time with a spatula at least, pressing things down, every time I flip the egg and then it's like I can't stop it. I just squish it down and then it just goes.
Yeah. And then you've ruined it. You're cooking the yolk.
And I'll do it and I'll go, oh, you're not meant to do that. And I'll go to the second egg. It's like I'm in cruise control. I'm like, oh no, ruining fried eggs. I've been banned from frying eggs.
Oh my God.
And we're frying a lot of eggs at the moment. So it's weird. If I'm in a riff in the kitchen, I'll be like, right, I'm doing this with it. I need an egg fried.
Excuse me.
Honey, can you come and fry an egg for me?
52232955. What's something really simple, should be straightforward, that you just can't do?
Yeah, I like that. That's fun. You can be anonymous. Lauren from Ocean Grove's giving us a call. Lauren, appreciate you giving us a buzz. What's something simple that you cannot do?
Hi, guys. Just simple plain rice, like boiled rice or rice that you use for fried rice.
Yep. Yeah, I get it, Lauren.
Can't fry rice.
Is this on the stove, or do you not know how to use a rice cooker?
Well, I had a rice cooker, but it used to get stuck even in that, so I gave up on that. That went in the bin.
I didn't think I'd be a, you know, like I'm 31, Jess. You're 33.
Yeah.
We're both still relatively quite young. But I didn't know I'd be about to launch into why aren't you using the absorption method of cooking rice in a...
I can't believe you're still cooking rice on a stove, Tim.
It's so much easier. It barely ever sticks.
Have you learned about the knuckle method, Lauren?
Pardon?
Do you know about the knuckle method?
What's the knuckle method?
Right, so when you use the rice cooker,
I thought you were a knuckle sandwich for a second.
You fill it up with water, right? And then you put your finger in and it's the water, like you touch the rice and the water has to be at the first knuckle. That's how deep you put the water. Then it's going to come out perfect. You don't need to count how many cups of rice. You don't need to count what anything. That's how much water you need to put in.
So is that like just the rice for fried rice?
No, that's just rice.
That's just rice, and then you fry it. You know how to cook rice?
No, I know. I can't do the rice to then add to the fried rice. I can do every other component of it, but my husband has to cook the rice.
I get it. It's one of those things. And you feel...
Lauren, trust me, try the knuckle method.
No. Honestly, what I would do is instead of doing what that is, if you're making rice for just you and another person, one cup of rice, or just under one cup, essentially between 3/4 and 1, and then a cup and a half of water.
Oh, and that's God, how Lauren. You're doing maths now. Just buy the Uncle Ben's from the supermarket, Lauren.
Well, we do that.
Yeah, she's ready to go.
Lauren, no offense, we assumed. But... Appreciate you giving us a call. Best of luck with your fried rice journey on life. One day you will get there and it will be the best fried rice that anyone's ever made.
Thanks, Tim.
This is Tim and Jess.
As human beings, we like to get praised, right? Feels nice to hear you're doing something well.
Yeah. I live for praise.
Oh, right. Do you like a compliment sandwich or do you just like...
Nah, I want my sandwich to be compliment, compliment, compliment.
Nothing bad in between?
I don't want criticism.
Okay.
I don't care for it. Just compliment me.
Right. Do you feel like you get a greater sense of, I guess, satisfaction when you get praise from people that are outside of your immediate circle? Like your parents, your husband, you know, close friends giving you praise, I guess, and saying nice things. It's nice. But when someone outside of that gives you praise, you go, I'm getting strangers too.
Yeah.
This is excellent.
My husband is a hard man to please. So when I get a compliment out of him, I'm like, oh, okay, he really likes this.
All right. So it's harder sometimes closer to home.
Yeah, okay. But I do agree, like getting a compliment from a stranger, like someone just randomly messaging. Often we get messages at the Tim and Jess page. You probably wouldn't know Tim.
I'm logged out of the
Because you're logged out of the Instagram. But sometimes we get messages just being like, hey guys, really enjoyed the podcast or really enjoyed the show today. Yeah.
I mean, it's could really be lying. Nice. I can't go into
those I do enjoy.
Okay. What about from hypothetically doctors, physios,
right?
Those kind of people.
I once got complimented by a nurse about my veins. She was like, you've got really good veins for like drawing blood. And I was like, oh, thank you. Here's something I can never brag about to anyone.
I was going to say, that is a weird...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it felt good. I was like, yeah, I do. I've been working on these veins for 33 years, mate.
I guess if you're like a compound surgeon and it's like you see someone coming with a broken leg and you go, oh man, you're great at having a broken leg. This is excellent for me. Like if it works for you, you are going to give that compliment out. But the reason I bring up praise from, I guess, not your immediate circle, happened to me today. And I just, in the moment, was so
Is this
proud.
A big lead up just to tell everyone you got a compliment?
No. Because it's how your brain processes these things. Because I went to the dentist. Which historically over the years, most of us, we avoid the dentist. There was a 9-year period where, oh, she didn't visit. No. I just was so scared. And then I've recently been getting my teeth straightened. So I went to have a checkup today.
Yeah.
And they're doing this scan and they're like, yeah, look, you probably have about 3 months left. And then like, you won't have to wear retainers anymore.
Oh my God.
Because I've been wearing them for over a year now. So I'm actually scared to have them off.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who I am.
You know what? I'll just keep them on. Yeah. We'll just keep going. It. Yeah.
But so the dentist, they're doing the scan and doing some stuff. And it was one thing that they said that made me feel like a child, but I loved it. It was like, they said something along the lines of, I can't remember exactly because it's all been a blur all afternoon.
Oh, here we go.
But like, obviously if you're like wearing retainers and these kind of things, you've got to take good care of your teeth. And
do they call you a good girl? Good little girl?
No. But they said, they'd be like, oh, you've been doing such a great job, Tim. You've been doing such a great job. Wow. We've all been talking here. We're all very happy and we're very proud of you.
I've been wondering what that big gold star on your shirt is.
Because they're like, you've been sending through your scans on time.
Wow.
You've been cleaning, you've been brushing, you've been following all the rules. And I'm sitting there, 6 fingers in my mouth. I felt like a good boy. And it was very strange. Because, you know, as a 31-year-old, you seek praise from those you love.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am with this dentist, and they're telling me I'm a good boy because I've been taking care of my teeth. And I'm feeling better about that than when my wife said, I love you so much this morning.
Do you want me to get my husband to call up and tell you how good your teeth look? Or
I mean, I would hate for him to give me more of a compliment than for you. I would hate to. Could get me your physio to call me. Yeah. That's a compliment I'm after. I want it outside my circle.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
My wife and I are arguing at the moment.
Oh, no.
You know how you have those
arguments? I'm on your wife's side.
Yeah, I know. Fair enough. Given no evidence, I completely understand. But you know how sometimes you have those arguments at home with your partner and you can't wait to talk to someone else about it to be like, listen to this idiot.
Because, my husband is also very convincing sometimes. So he will gaslight me into thinking that he is correct. And then I ask someone else and they go, that's not right. And I go, I knew it.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm going to have the I knew it moment in a second. Because my wife and I were having a disagreement. The other night, it's like a very strange thing that I've noticed lately. When we both have different, I guess, body clocks when it comes to needing to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
So it's never like, oh, you're in the bathroom. Oh, I need to go. Whatever. It seems to be that it's like our bodies go, all right, no, I'll just hold off so that you can do your business.
God, that's good.
The other night I had to go to the bathroom at night, for a number two, furious. Yeah. Anything after 3 p.m.
Was that the day that you ate 7 pieces of chocolate ripple cake?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know. Straight through me. And so I had to go to the bathroom, and our bathroom connects to our bedroom and our rental. And so I'm on the bathroom, and my wife's like, oh, I can hear everything. And I was like, well, sorry, I'm getting shamed. I was like, I can't control the velocity or the...
I mean, you do have two toilets at your house.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to walk all the way up the other end.
You could have gone to
the
other one.
Might as well get on a flight to Avalon.
She wouldn't have heard anything.
But I was going, just let me play music, just do something else. I'm sorry. I don't want you to hear this. You're in bed. I understand that it's not the relaxing way you wanted to read your book tonight.
So the romance is not dead in the relationship.
And she said, it's strange how loud it is considering you put paper down.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, what indeed, Jessica?
Paper down.
Paper down. And I was like, I ain't putting paper down. She said, what do you mean? And I was like, I do the paper after. And it's not down.
Yeah.
It's a cleaning motion. She said, no. If people are around, if she's in a public bathroom or somewhere where she thinks people are within earshot, she thinks it's common practice to get a few rolls of, not rolls, like pull off some toilet paper and float it down so it's sitting on the water.
Oh, no.
So that it's like a almost like a fireman's mattress.
I can't believe this might be the first time I've ever sided with you over your wife.
She thinks it's normal. I'm like, that's not common.
I don't have that embarrassment.
Well, here's my issue was that bringing it to you, I was like, yes, you are a girl. That is hitting my criteria of the person I need to speak to. You are a filthy grot.
I don't.
So that is that.
I don't
is
have
not...
like bathroom shame. Like, you know how sometimes, I've got friends who will walk into a public bathroom, and if someone walks in after them, they will sit and wait
because
they can't do anything until that person. I'm going for it. You've walked in. Sorry, that's on you. You need to hear some plops. I'm sorry. That's happening.
How dare you say that word? 5223.
You brought it to the show.
Yeah, I know, but it's like plops. 5223295. Is this a common thing? Putting paper down before you go number two. Let's say in a public setting, because you wouldn't be doing it in the privacy of your own home because you're just wasting paper.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, clearly it sounds like your wife is doing it in the privacy of her own home.
But she'll only do it if I'm within earshot.
Really? That's so considerate.
I need to know because I need the she's an idiot moment.
Yeah.
I need, because and again, I've come to you and I understand that you are the plot master. So now, we did have Jody from Ocean Grove. Her phone's just cut out. What was Jody saying to you, Jess?
Jody was agreeing with your wife, actually, Tim.
No.
She was saying, she actually said, Tim's an idiot. And she very much was of the strong opinion about the splashback.
Oh.
So it's less about the noise, but more about not having the splashback of when it hits the water.
Oh, she wouldn't enjoy Japan.
No.
No, that would be a whole experience for Jody from Ocean Grove. Sorry she dropped off the phone there, but not Samantha from Nor Lane. Samantha, help me out here. I feel like I'm going a little bit crazy. Is this common practice in public bathrooms?
Yeah, no, it is. Your wife's right.
It can't be
Your
right.
Your wife's right. How does that feel hearing that?
Yeah.
I know she's not listening, so we're in for a huge win that I never have to bring this back to her. But how do you, Samantha, are you, so you're putting it down and creating like a landing zone?
Pretty much, and it's also like what, you know, Jody said as well, like it's all that flashback as well. But as I was saying before, when I was a kid, I used to make a little number two sling when I was little.
You made a number a two, like a little...
Like a little sling, like a, almost a little nest.
Like a little sling, a little nest to catch it all.
That's it. That's to me sounds the sound of that just like the. Like that's weird to me.
Do you know what, Samantha? Actually, Tim, something you just said earlier about, oh, you probably wouldn't like Japan. You guys probably would love Japan because in Japan public toilets, there's a special button you can press and it makes white noise so that you no one can hear you.
Excellent.
Over, and it is amazing.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I need.
I think we need to bring him here.
I think the cost of getting a white noise machine in your bathroom over time would be cheaper than getting paper. Like over the space of years, that'll cost you so much money in rolls lost.
You guys have a white noise machine, Tim. So why don't you just bring it into the bathroom?
Take it out of my son's room. He doesn't need it. All right, Samantha, thank you. Well, actually, no, not thank you, because you don't agree with
me. Well, your wife's not listening, so just don't tell her that she was right.
It'll get back to her. It always does. If you're listening, don't tell me.
I've already texted.
All right, fair enough.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.